Hello, everyone, and welcome to Awaken to Happiness Now. Thank you so much for being here with us today. And today we have Jean Slater back with us. It's always so much fun to have Jean with us. And Jean today is going to be talking about the four rules to understand messages from your higher guidance. So some of what we're going to talk about is what higher guidance is and why you need to develop this relationship if you want to figure out the rhyme and reason for the craziness of life, how the connection to your higher guidance will bring you peace, purpose, and passion. Plus, it's a heck of a lot of fun, true. And the dramatic shift in understanding of your life's journey that is essential if you're going to be able to trust the messages from higher guidance, and how to tell the difference between messages from higher guidance versus wishful thinking, the monkey mind, and your own random thoughts, and the four rules and guidelines you have to know in order to decipher the bold and subtle messages from higher guidance. So you definitely want to get a pen and paper, have it handy so you can take notes. And like I said, make sure you get something to drink, some water or something to drink, that I'm already feeling the energy. And if you have questions for Jean, you can hit star 2 to raise your hand, or you can submit a question in the Q&A. And for those of you who don't know Jean, I'll just tell you a little bit about her. Jean's been with us many times, always so much fun, always different information, different wisdom, or even if it is something we've heard before, it's just said in such a different way that we get it, you know. It seems like it's brand new. There's some twist to it that we just didn't hear before for some reason, right? So, you know, for Jean, she's been working with higher guidance for many years, and, you know, her materials and programs that she teaches are down-to-earth, easy techniques for receiving rock-solid intuition that can be trusted for the quickest, most accurate, and relevant insights concerning life's treasure hunt journey. And with over 20 years' experience as a natural health practitioner and a higher guidance life coach, she developed the unique Soul's Treasure Map to get to the root of health and life issues so clients can move forward with clarity and confidence. She is the founder of the Creative Mystic Intuitive and the Higher Guidance Life Coach certification programs. And these programs are designed to teach you how to access and coach from higher guidance for personal and professional use, and will inspire you to live in the joy and excitement of the grand treasure hunt. And Jean is the author of the hugely successful book, Hiring the Heavens, which offers a fresh, revitalizing way of bringing spirituality back into everyday life. So Jean has been with us, like I said, many, many times, always so much fun, always a new twist to information that we may have heard before, but I don't know, it's always brand new. I always receive so many ahas and so many new insights, so I'm just so glad to have Jean with us. So Jean, welcome.
Thank you, Shefali. I feel the same way about being on your show. I just love being interviewed by you, and you always have such wonderful things to add and wisdom to share as well. So you're definitely top on my list.
Thank you, Jean. So, you know, today we are having a bit of technical issues, not we per se, but, you know, in general, GoDaddy's having a difficult time. One of their servers or two of their servers are down. So if you are clicking on the special offer page, it may not open, but it may open for you. Who knows, right? And if it doesn't, it's okay. It'll open later. You know, if not in a few hours, then definitely by tomorrow they will have their problems fixed, I'm sure. So today, like I said, we're talking about, you know, there's so much, I don't want to miss anything, but we're talking about the four rules to understand messages from your higher guidance. And so, Jean, I just want to jump into it because I always have so many questions about this, you know, about tapping into your higher guidance, about trusting the messages that you get. Are they from your higher guidance or not? You know, are they just your own monkey mind? Is it your own wishful thinking? There's so much to talk about. So where do you want to get started?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. This is a very complicated subject, and there's a lot of programs out there that are talking about techniques of developing your intuition, and I do too. And certainly in the package that I have to offer today, there's it focuses a lot on developing that intuitive skill. But the one thing that they're not talking about is how higher guidance communicates back. Because it's a whole new ballgame. It's not like they come and they sit down and tell you like we're having a conversation. It's there's different rules, and if you don't know these rules, then you can very quickly become disillusioned by this whole thing of intuition. You can become overwhelmed and feel like, I'm just not doing it right. Forget it. It doesn't work for me. It works for others, but not for me. I don't have the gift. And you can go into all that self-doubt because you don't understand how higher guidance communicates back. I will tell you, though, that taking the time to develop this relationship with your higher guidance is a thank yourself for 1,001 times over, because it is your greatest untapped resource. It really, truly is. I call it that something that is beyond your intellect, I call it your transcendental intelligence. And that's where your higher guidance is. And you may want to call it your angels, your guides, your soul, your high self, your intuition, your sixth sense. I mean, we could go on and come up with, 15 or 25 different terms.
Yeah.
But what it boils down to is that something beyond the intellect that we all have a sense and knowing that we've got, but maybe haven't developed it. And what we're taught to do is to really focus in on our intellect. I mean, look at what school is all about, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's all about developing an intellect. And yet our greatest untapped resource is beyond.
Yes.
Beyond the intellect. And they say that imaginative mind, the mind that goes into this transcendental intelligence, the brain part is actually 1,000 times more powerful than our intellect. And yet, we're not taught to tap into it.
Mm-hmm. True, yeah.
And when I said that it's so worth it to take the time to develop this, I really do mean that. And I hope that people listening recognize that this does, it's not like, okay, I'm going to give you the secret, and from this moment on, you're going to be wildly intuitive, and people are just going to be amazed by you. It doesn't work that way. This is a skill. You have it. You have this ability, but you need to develop it. It's like a muscle. If you can imagine saying, like, okay, Gene, I'm going to go down to the gym and strengthen my arm muscles, and I'm going to go once a year.
That's not going to work very well. No,
it isn't. And your intuitive muscle is the same way. It needs to be worked. It needs to be strengthened. It needs to be developed. And it does take time. But, oh, my gosh, once you do, you will never, ever, ever want to be without it. I first became acquainted with, in just kind of odd ways, this whole idea of intuition probably 25 years ago, more than 25 years ago. And at the time, I would have never considered myself intuitive. In fact, I thought people that were intuitive were this side of woo-woo and strange, and I walked on the other side of the street. they're just like, okay, I'm not sure they're all there. So that's where I was coming from more than 25 years ago. And then I was slowly introduced to tools that began to open up that intuitive door. And I began to strengthen that muscle. And within a very short period of time, I surprised myself on how intuitive I did become. And now at this point in my life, here it is years later, and these are things that I use every single day of my life for more than 25 years now. But at this point in my life, I consider myself highly intuitive, but it's because I've taken the time to strengthen that muscle. So I just want to encourage people that take the time, do this, because it's an incredibly powerful resource. And once you do this, then that's when you're going to have the ability to figure out your life, the rhyme and the reason for all the craziness that happens, It's like, who doesn't have questions about your life? Like, why is this happening to me? And and what do I need to do next? And what's my purpose? And why is this happening in my relationship? Why can't I find the love of my life? Why can't I find a job that I like? Blah, 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 blah. You know, we all got questions. Well, guess what? Your guru is your own higher guidance. And it's time to learn how to open that door. I'll just tell you, I have a student right now in my class that she has two sisters that are highly intuitive. In fact, they started channeling almost from the get-go. So here, she didn't have that ability, and she's feeling like she's out in left field. Like, why can they channel? Why are they intuitive and I'm not? And just felt like she could never, she just felt second to them in many, many ways. Well, she's taking my course, and part of this package that I have to offer is in my course where you learn how to open that door to your transcendental intelligence. And she gained the tools that she needed, and lo and behold, she discovered she's highly intuitive herself. She just never had the tools before. And now she feels like she can go toe-to-toe with her sisters. So it's that's what we're here to talk about today is opening that door to your transcendental intelligence, getting connected to your higher guidance, learning why that's important, and then the rules about how your higher guidance will speak back to you.
Sorry, I was muted. Here I was talking away.
Oh, you were?
I didn't realize I was muted. I was going to say, you know, and this is the thing that most people don't realize is that we are all intuitive. We all have these gifts and we all have these capacities. And sometimes we just don't know how to tap into them or how to use them effectively, right, for ourselves. And that's why sometimes we need specific techniques or tools to show us, to give us the steps into how to do it. And then with that, it builds our confidence, and then we can do it more and more. And I think that's what you were talking about, right?
Absolutely. That's exactly right. We do all have the gifts, but we're not taught these gifts. What we're taught is how to do arithmetic and English, which are all very important, but we develop that intellect. But we're not taught how to actually talk to the one part of us that really has answers about our life. Honestly, that's what your higher guidance is. That higher guidance is the divine thread that connects you all the way back to source, where all things are known. So your higher guidance is that part of you that knows everything about you, every thought you've ever had, every experience you've ever lived, every incarnation in which you've participated, all the way back to the beginning of your soul's path. And the most exciting part, not only does your higher guidance know where you've come from, but it knows where you're going, it knows what direction you're headed in, and it knows the purpose for everything that happens. So here you are, you're living your life, and you're confused about some of the things that are going on, but you don't even know how to connect to the one part of you that actually knows what's going on. And that's what I'm all about. You know, when I learned these tools 25 years ago, everything started to fall into place for me. I understood my life. Everything that goes on in my life, I get it now. And even when there's a mystery, I can completely relax and stay in peace with that, because I know that it will be revealed to me. I have a way of connecting to my higher guidance. If you don't have a way to connect, life can feel very random. Life can feel like you're a victim. Life can feel like you're being persecuted, honestly.
And that's the thing. How do you, you know, I don't know if that's something that we can get into today, but, you know, how do you trust that guidance? How do you trust that information that's coming to you? You know, like when you're trying to tap in yourself, trying to get the answers yourself. I know for myself, some things don't work, you know, like the pendulum doesn't work for me because my mind is just so strong, it'll give me the answer that I want, right? So like, okay, that doesn't work. But there are other tools for sure. So how do you know when to trust and when to do something else?
Oh, it's a perfect question. And the answer is pretty simple. It goes back to developing that muscle and developing that relationship. So when you first meet somebody, mm-hmm. you might think to yourself, this is a really great person. I can really trust them. But you really don't know.
Right, yeah.
But after you get to know them, you find out, oh, my gosh, they're a pathological liar. Or, this is like my soulmate, and I can completely trust them mm-hmm. with my life. Mm-hmm. You only know that after you have spent time with this person and have developed that relationship. And it becomes tested over time, and you have evidence that begins mm-hmm. to show you that, yes, this is a trustworthy person, or no, this is not a trustworthy person. And the same is with your higher guidance. As you get these tools, like just exactly what you did, you tried pendulum dowsing. You discovered mm-hmm. it didn't work. But you tried mm-hmm. other things, and now those
yes.
do work. You
yes.
put in the time and found what works for you, what tools work for you, what gives you answers that you can trust and what doesn't. And that's mm-hmm. what it's really all about. And we all have the skills, we all have the ability, just like you said. We just maybe don't have the tools.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm all about, is giving people an array of tools that says, okay, try this, then try this, then try this, and you're going to find something that you just take to like a duck to water. And you know this is it, and this is how I can communicate with my higher guidance. And I also know that the information that is coming through is trustworthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like, you know, for me, when I do follow my higher guidance, my inner knowing, it's always been magical, but, you know, truly magical. And sometimes when I haven't quite followed it, or I've done the opposite of what perhaps the guidance was telling me, it hasn't always been that great. It hasn't quite worked out, but it's shown me, it's like, oh, this is the message I was getting. I didn't listen to it. I did this instead. Ah, I see. So it gives you so much more awareness too of, knowing when the message, you know, when you're getting the messages and and that you should follow them.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm laughing at myself.
right. And, you know, this point that you're bringing up is going to fit in perfectly a little bit later when we talk about the four rules that you have to know about how higher guidance talks to you. Mm-hmm. But, I'll just kind of give you a little brief on this. You know, the way that higher guidance speaks to you is about your journey. And what higher guidance will do is give you the next step you need to take and gives
yeah.
you the next piece of information that you need to have. So an example might be, I have this client that she had been unhappy in her marriage for 20-some years and felt like she needed to leave. We have a higher guidance life coaching session. And her higher guidance tells her, you need to leave. And she, you know, her heart just sank because she was like not wanting to believe that it had actually gotten to that point.
Mm-hmm.
But she said, yeah, I get it. I see it. I've got to make that decision. She makes the decision, tells her husband she's leaving. That woke her husband up. And he realized that she was serious.
Mm-hmm.
For all those years, he didn't think she was serious because she had been talking about it, but she never did anything. Now
yeah.
she makes this decision, I'm moving out, here's where I'm going. And all of a sudden it woke him up, and he had that moment where he said, I have got to change. There has to be a change here. And then they started going to a counselor and getting the help that they needed. They're happier today than they've ever been.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. So when higher guidance said, you need to leave your husband, what Higher Guidance was saying is this is the next step you need to take in order for the outcome of the journey to be what you want it to be. Okay? So it wasn't about that she needed to leave. It was about she needed to act on that so that he got the message. Does that make sense?
It does. And just by saying you have to leave does not mean that that's the final outcome of the whole scenario. It's just the next step. And sometimes what we're looking for is the final outcome. We're not looking for just what the next step is, right? And I think sometimes that's where we get stuck is we're not asking for the next step. We're asking for the final outcome. And source or spirit or higher guidance can't tell us that because there are many more steps along the way in the middle that, you know, depending on what we do or not do, changes the final outcome, right?
Exactly. So it isn't like you're going to, like for an example, if her higher guidance had said to her, listen, you're really not going to leave your husband, but you need to act like you are. Pretend like you are so that it wakes up your husband. Well, she couldn't have, she could not have done that.
Yeah.
She needed to believe that's what she was going to do in order to get him to believe it.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah. So, it's important to recognize that Higher Guidance is going to tell you the next step and to be okay with that and to be comfortable. You know, sometimes, quite often, Higher Guidance will give you, this is where you're going and this is the big picture. But to get there, you know, it's going to be an interesting journey. And that really gets into one of the things that we wanted to talk about here, and this is about the dramatic shift in understanding your life's journey that's essential if you're going to be able to trust the messages from Higher Guidance. So for an example, that what I just talked about this client, if she didn't understand that what Higher Guidance was giving her was the next step, and then she really believed, but Higher Guidance told me I was going to leave him. And I'm happier now than I've ever been. Then she would walk away saying, I just can't trust the messages from Higher Guidance. Higher Guidance told me I had to leave, but obviously I don't.
Yeah.
Okay? So that's what ends up happening is people get disillusioned because they get a message from Higher Guidance. They don't understand that it's like, this is the information you need now. And it's all about your journey. All right, and there's so much more at stake, so much more at stake, and so much more going on than what appears to be on the surface. So for so many people, the life, you think your life is about getting your goals accomplished, getting a high-paying career, having a big house, an expensive car, having a great relationship, and you think that's what your life's about, but think again. From a soul's level, there is an entirely different mission, if you will. We are creators of experience.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, we are creators of experience. And why would we create experience? I mean, why? Well, the reason that we create experience, if you look at the word experience, it has a similar word to it called experiment. Why does a scientist do an experiment? A scientist conducts an experiment so that he can know the truth of what happens when you mix this chemical with that chemical. What happens when I do this? When I add a third component, then how does that change? And the scientist keeps conducting experiments so that he can discover the truth behind it. Well, we do the same thing. We are creators of experience. Why? So that we can know the truth of that experience. Now, I know we've talked about this before. You know, there are some things that you cannot get just simply from hearing about it secondhand.
Yeah.
You have to live it. There's a definition in what used to be Webster's Dictionary, and I haven't even actually gone online to see what the definition is online, but if you look up experience, one of the definition is is to experience is practical knowledge derived through direct participation.
Mm.
In other words, practical knowledge because you lived it.
Mm-hmm.
You know it because you lived it. And that's what we do here. It's like I don't want to just hear about it. I want to live it, and I want to know it in every cell of my body. And Shefali, you know, experience is the only thing that's real.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I remember we talked about this in one of our other calls, and it was a shocker, and it was a shocker to me when it happened. And I'd love to explain what happened to me one day when I was meditating.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing a typical meditation that perhaps many of the listeners are familiar with, where you draw up energy from the earth. And it's this green, beautiful energy, and you have it commingle with the beautiful violet energy coming down from the heavens, and you just have it, you know, mingle within your body and then burst forward out of
mm-hmm.
every cell in your body. And I've done it many times, and when I do it, I can feel it, I can see it, I can, you know, it just gives me this incredible, blissful goosebumps all over when this energy is so prominent. Well, one morning, as I'm attempting to do this meditation, I feel nothing. It's absolutely blank. You know, it's so blank, so odd, that I'm just like, okay, what's going on here? I can't see any green energy. I can't feel it. I can't see or feel any violet energy. What's going on here? And the more I tried, the more frustrated I got. And I'm almost like stomping my feet.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly I hear a voice from my higher guidance, and they're kind of chuckling at me, and they said, Jean, you know there is no such thing as light and energy. And I said, I argued
what?
Right back, excuse me?
Yeah.
I said, everything is energy.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is light and energy. And they said, no, everything is illusion, including light and energy.
Hmm.
And I just like sat back in my chair and said, what did I just hear? Everything is illusion, including light and energy. Even metaphysics go into everything is energy. I mean, we hear that
mm-hmm.
over and over and over.
Mm-hmm.
But here's my higher guidance saying, no, even that's an illusion. So what higher guidance went on to explain to me is that we're really in the dream world of God's consciousness. And when we're in our own, when we're sleeping at night and we have a dream, the dream may seem very real, but is there actually light and color in that dream, or is it
no.
just a thought in consciousness?
Mm-hmm.
As real as it seems, it's just a thought in consciousness. And that's what Higher Guidance was telling me. Everything is an illusion. We're in the dream world of God's consciousness. There, even light and color and energy is an illusion. And then I said, okay, well, if that's all an illusion, is there anything that's real? And they said, yeah, one thing, experience.
Hmm.
So it's the only thing that's real, and it makes sense, because when we leave this earth plane, are we going to take our energy with us? Are we going to take our light with us? We're going to take our experience and the wisdom that we've gained. That's
mm-hmm.
the only thing that we're going to take with us, and what our soul is going to take with us. It is the only thing that's real. And so you need to understand that's what you're doing here, and it's so much bigger, and there's so
mm-hmm.
much more at stake than just getting a good paying job.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, it's about what do you want to experience? And sometimes we have an idea of what that is. We have like an inkling or, you know, these nudges of what we would like to experience, and they don't always make sense to everyone around you. I know for myself, the past 5-6 years, I've changed my whole world around, not based on you know, traditional way of living that I had done in the past, you know, but it was through following my higher guidance. And so it's definitely different, and it's definitely, you know, once you start to tap into it and ask questions, you know, it really is about using that tool, using that communication, you know, tool, and that building that relationship with it, that you start to get the answers, that not the ones that you want necessarily, but what you need for your next steps, right?
Exactly. And so when you have access to your higher guidance, open that door to your transcendental intelligence, then you can start, you know, getting the rhyme and reason. Like you can get clued in to what's going on and why your life is showing up the way it is. Because whether you believe it or not, you have created it on purpose in order to conduct an experience so that you can know the truth of something. Mm-hmm. One of my clients, she called me up and said, you know, the doctors tell me I've got thyroid issues, and here's my blood work, and sure enough, it was screaming thyroid. And she says, but I've been on the medication, and nothing is changing, nothing is helping me, what's going on? So when I tuned into her higher guidance said, you know, this is only manifesting as a thyroid issue, but that's not the root of it, and that's not what she needs to understand, because she was looking at it as, you know, as we typically do. You've got a physical problem. Let's take a medication and fix it.
Yeah.
You know, and what if there's something much deeper going on? What if there's a message that life has been trying to convey to you, that your soul has been trying to get through to you, and you're just not listening? Mm-hmm. Well, what her higher guidance said is that this issue actually is emotional and on your belief system level, and it began 27 years ago. So I asked her, what happened 27 years ago? And she laughed and she said, I got married. And
funny.
I said, okay, well, tell me what it was about getting married that suppressed your throat chakra, which is all about speaking your truth. Mm-hmm. Tell me what it was that you had to swallow and hold back and not speak up about. Well, she said she knew the man she was marrying would never be faithful to her. She knew that he had been unfaithful prior to being married, and she knew that he wouldn't be faithful in her marriage, and had evidence of affairs throughout all the 27 years. She never spoke up about it.
Right. Yeah.
You know, she just swallowed it. So can you imagine suppressing that energy for 27 years? And that ends up showing up as a physical problem, such as low thyroid. But and you can take all the medication you want, but is that actually going to fix the problem?
No.
And what her higher guidance clued her in on is the bigger picture here. So what if her soul came in with an intention of learning how to speak up for herself? So her soul said, you know, I'm going to conduct this experiment, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to put you in a situation where it's going to become very, very evident to you how suppressing your voice will lead to physical issues and will lead to pain and lead to suffering. I'm going to put you in that situation so that you can really know it, just like any good scientist would do. You're going to conduct your experiment from different points of view, right? You're going to try it this way, and then you're going to try it that way. Any good scientist would do that. Well, we're good scientists, so we conduct our experiments in a way that we first see how it looks here, and then we're going to try it another way and see what happens so that we can know the truth of that. And so her soul said, I want to know everything I can about what it's like to not speak up for myself, and then I want to know what it's like to overcome that and be able to speak up for myself. And That's what's really going on. That's the big picture. Mm-hmm. And that's what we have to understand when we're talking to higher guidance, is because if we think, again, if we're just asking higher guidance, you know, what do I need to do to bring in my $1 million? And what do I need to do to bring in the love of my life? That's, you know, that might be a piece of what you ask higher guidance,
mm-hmm.
but understand the journey. That's what you really need to look for and be able to ask questions, because if you can ask those questions, what if she had been able to clue in on that before she ever agreed to marry him?
Yeah. But, you know, people don't ask those types of questions. You know, those types of questions don't come up until something drastic or difficult has happened and that you have to go through, right?
Oh, yeah. The pain motivates us, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And you know, and so many people are still asking, you know, what is my purpose? What am I here to do? And they're not getting, you know, that clear answer either.
No. And let me tell you my story. I know my purpose. My purpose is to be a spiritual teacher. But as we've talked about before, 20-some years ago, I would have laughed if you'd told me that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I grew up in a fundamentalist cult, and I left that church when I was 20 years old. And when I did, I turned my back on anything to do with spirituality, anything to do with God, anything to do with religion. I completely threw the baby out with the bathwater. And I thought anybody that believed in any of that stuff was nuts. And so here's me, my soul, wanting to know the truth of, for me, how to connect with higher guidance, how mm-hmm. to express my spirituality, and how to teach it. So being a great scientist,
mm-hmm.
all of our souls are great scientists, how would I conduct that experiment? Well, let's do it this way. Let's, first of all, put you in a situation where you're going to spend 20 years and really immerse yourself in the what it feels like to be totally engulfed in a dogma to the point where you give up your free will, you give up your mind, your thinking mind, you give up your reason, and you just adhere to a dogma and to some religious leader, and you completely give up seeking your own truth. Let's mm-hmm. first explore that. Then we'll explore for the next 20 years what it's like to think that there's nothing beyond what you see in front of you, that the idea that there's intuition, that there's something beyond your intellect, doesn't exist. Let's explore what that feels like. And then finally, to come around to an awakening that, oh, yes, there is something more, and here's how to access it to discover your own truth. And that's what I did. So now with 2020 hindsight, I look back at my life and I go, it was perfectly designed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you can get the rhyme and the reason for the events that happen in your life. And that leads to peace, passion, and purpose. Then you really know, okay, I understand my life's events. I understand what's leading me here. And it's divinely guided, and it's perfectly orchestrated. Does that make sense?
It does. I thought it did until I started coughing. So I was like, it does, absolutely. And so I'm just thinking, you know, even for myself, and I invite all the listeners to think too for a second. Just go back over your life and see, you know, what has transpired, what you have experienced. And not in a way of like, I had to learn this or that, but what did you experience? You know, what did you get from the past, I don't know, 40, 50 years, 60 years, however? And are you still, you know, on the fence? Are you still searching for meaning or the purpose in your life? So I invite you to write in the Q&A box and let me know how, you know, have you found the rhyme and reason for your life? Have you found your purpose, or are you still searching? You know, it'd be interesting to see how many of us have actually taken an inventory of our life and our experiences to see what, you know, perhaps the overarching message is in there, right?
Exactly. You know, I call that your core thought form. What your soul came here at a very core level to conduct its experiment around. Mm-hmm. And when you understand that, then you can see how the major themes of your life are all contributing to the discovery of that core thought form.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just interesting, you know, that this conversation is coming up at this time because, you know, at this time, with all of these the different energies that are flooding the planet and so on, we are in that introspective period a little bit, looking at our, you know, 2016 and basically looking at our lives and seeing where do we want to go next. And for me, it's always that, okay, what do I want to experience? You know, it's like, what is the next step? What is the next big adventure? Because I'm an adventure person. So it's like, what's the next thing that I want to experience, you know?
Right.
So, you know, I think right now is the perfect time to have this conversation for people to tap into their higher guidance and ask these types of questions so that they can now plan or step into more of who they are, more of their true potential and, you know, receive the information and wisdom that they need to step forward, right?
Right. And the whole thing is here, too, being an insatiably curious creator, as we all are, mm-hmm. we're not going to stop our experiments halfway through.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, when something is going on in your life and you're asking yourself, why is this happening to me again? What you're actually telling yourself is, I haven't gotten the message.
Gotten it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just haven't gotten it. So being an insatiably curious creator, I'm just going to do it again until I finally can understand it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, access to your higher guidance is like the quickest way to get clued into what's going on. If you're trying to figure it out with your intellect, going around and round and round, ruminating over the same issues, lamenting, it's like, oh, my God, it's happening again, and I tried this and I tried that, and you're just trying to figure it out with your head, well, you're just limping along, quite frankly.
Right.
If you can get access to your higher guidance and say, okay, what am I trying to know the truth of? I know I'm conducting this experiment on purpose. What is it I'm trying to know the truth of? Can you clue me in so that I can more get the message? You know, just it's about embracing that message and growing from it. But you said something earlier, and I loved how you said it, and I'm probably not going to be able to repeat it. But you made you commented about taking a look at your life, not like you're having to learn your lessons.
Mm-hmm.
This is really important, really, 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 really important.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're at a time in our evolution of consciousness that we're ready to step out of this old paradigm that there's something wrong with us.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with us, absolutely.
Yeah, that somehow, let's take a look at the religions that are all telling us you're born in sin, you have to fix yourself, you have to get to enlightenment, you have to, you know, who you are is not good enough. You're going to have to earn your way to heaven. You're going to have to earn your way to nirvana. You're going to have to fix yourself, clear your karma, deal with your mother issues, be a good person and do all that stuff so that you can get to that next step, right, to that next
mm-hmm.
place. But that this earth is our proving ground where we try to fix ourselves and make ourselves worthy. I think we're ready to give up on that old paradigm. Instead, rather than thinking that I'm here learning my lessons, think of yourself as a magnificent creator that desires to understand, desires to know the truth of, desires to experience, and that you come not out of imperfection, but out of a great desire to know.
Mm-hmm.
And as such, like a scientist, does a scientist conduct an experiment because they're unworthy and they're trying to fix themselves and they're trying to prove their worthiness and earn their way to heaven? No. A scientist does this out of great curiosity.
Yeah.
And we are like creator scientists.
Mm-hmm.
And when we come to this plane, we do so not to quote-unquote learn our lessons, but rather to understand and to know the truth of. And in the process, we learn. Of course we learn, just like a scientist learns. Every experiment they do, they now learn this, then they learn that. That's not the purpose of the experience or the experiment is to, the purpose is not to learn to so that you prove your worth,
mm-hmm.
but rather you are learning so that you can know the truth of something. So we are all doing that. And so whatever is going on in your life, if it's got you scratching your head and you're going, what the heck is going on here? Recognize that it's not out of some imperfection, that it's not out of the fact that you're broken, that you're born in sin and you somehow got to prove your worth. Rather, it's because you're a magnificent creator and mm-hmm. you're curious about something. Find out what you're curious about, so that you can get fully into your experiment, and once you know the truth of it, then you can move on.
Yeah. Move on to the next experiment that you would like to conduct, next experience you'd like to have.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, exactly. So I just, I was just checking the Q&A. It says we have some questions and some comments, you know, on the Q&A, and we have some hands raised also, you know, from live callers. But one of the beautiful comments that I just love it, that Gabriella just sent in, I love it because I can really relate to this. I'm almost 50. I'll be 50 in March. So I was like, it's coming up. But she says, I just found my purpose in this life at the age of 56. Before 50, I didn't know anything about spirituality, not even Holy Father prayer. Now I'm connected to my higher self and my soul. I'm just starting my journey, and I'm enjoying it. I find a lot of answers in this summit. So that's wonderful, Gabriella. Thank you. And that gives me hope that, hey, maybe when I turn 50 or even beyond that, I will even, you know the next step and the next step. Because there's always a next step. There's always more, right? It's always our life is unfolding, you know? And I call it the adventure is always unfolding. I never know what is going to happen in the next 6 months, you know? And people like to plan, you know, somebody – friends of mine want to visit me in Vienna, and I said, okay, great, you know, and but their 2017 is already booked, so they're planning for 2018. It's like, I don't know what I'm going to be doing in 2018. Who knows, you know? So it's like, we'll see. And then somebody else says, somebody else from Montana, she says that she, or I'm assuming it's she, sorry, that she said, I made the same journey, I think, as you, Jean. But I was 5 years old when I told my mother I would never go back to church again, and I'm still experimenting. That's wonderful. So it's always about experimentation. It's always, that's living, you know? So that's just some of the comments. And, of course, we have questions as well. Oh, my goodness, hold on. So Joe in New York is asking, how do I get higher guidance to heal my heart and break my heart wall? And so that's a beautiful question that you can, that your higher guidance can definitely help with, right, Jean?
Oh, higher guidance should be the first place you go for any question concerning your life. No one knows you better. There's not another soul on the planet, not another guru, not another religious leader, not another counselor or therapist that could ever know your truth. Only you. So mm-hmm. your higher guidance should be the first place that you go to ask those kinds of questions that are about your life. No one else would know. And, you know, so that's what I do when I get in touch with someone's higher guidance in a session. I don't tell them what I think they should do. or what I think would help, because, you know, it's irrelevant. It wouldn't matter, and it's probably not right.
Mm-hmm.
What I need to do, and what each and every person needs to do, is get in touch with their own higher guidance and let their higher guidance be the coach. So when you talk to your higher guidance, the questions, let's expand these questions. Mm-hmm. So you're asking, how would higher guidance, ask higher guidance how to heal my heart. Well, let's explore some other questions that you might ask. You might ask, was there a purpose for the experiences that I've had with my, I'm assuming broken heart, or mm-hmm. I'm assuming it's emotional versus physical, but
yeah. Even,
you know, it's all connected. But I would ask higher guidance, was there a purpose? If so, what was that? What was I trying to know the truth of? What do I now know? And what more do I need to discover? Those are the kinds of questions, because it's all about the journey. Probably there are people listening that have heard who's the lady that wrote the book Dying to Be Me?
Oh, I want to say Elizabeth Gilbert, but it's not. I don't know. Anita Moorjani?
Yes, Anita Moorjani.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you've ever heard her TED Talk show, which is
amazing. Yeah,
amazing.
I watched it. So, amazing.
You know, one of the things that when she said it, I just had shivers.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, my God, that is so right on. This is a woman who had cancer and died from cancer. And in her coma, she was shown many things. And when she had passed, you know, she was gone. And then mm-hmm. she came back to life, and within a very short period of time, she's healed.
Yes.
Well, one of the things that she said in her TED Talk is she thought the cancer was killing her. And everyone around her thought the cancer was killing her. She says, I can now tell you I was killing myself, and the mm-hmm. cancer saved my life.
That's powerful.
And the reason is because she got the message. She understood why she was killing herself. And basically what she came to understand is that she was completely shutting herself down and living according to everybody else's mm-hmm. expectations and not her own. She wasn't even being authentic to herself. She did not know this. The cancer woke her up.
Yeah. It's true. Wow. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so when we're in pain, what do we want to do? We want to get out of it. But what if the pain is your gift? What if the pain has been trying to get a message across to you, and you're just not listening any other way? So what if we can talk to our higher guidance and ask, what is this pain about? What am I trying to know the truth of it? What is it that I'm trying to discover on my journey that will save me, that will actually save my life? Those are the kinds of questions we need to be asking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a totally different way of being, a totally different way of looking at life and circumstances, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Beautiful. Yeah. Thank you. And it's a different perspective. And once you start to ask those questions, things start to shift in your life. They start to shift in your energy field, and then, you know, they can shift in the physical as well. But when it comes to heartbreak and a heart wall, you know, it really does come down to looking at, you know, the emotions that you were having. You know, what were you hiding? What was so painful? What were you judging yourself for? I mean, I was recently looking at something that happened to me a long time ago, and I'll be honest, I still don't have the whole truth of it. You know, I'm at, like, you know, I get little bits and pieces, you know, every time I look at it, but I still don't have it. I still have questions, you know, and it's like, oh, it's okay, but there's less charge. You know, it's not as charged up as it used to be in the past. you know, now I can talk about it and not feel anything, but I still have questions like, okay, what exactly was that? What, why did I have to go through that? What was I trying to learn? What was I trying to experience? And stuff like that, right? And so, and, you know, I still don't have all the answers. Still waiting for more of that to show up in my life. But, you know, it's not stopping me, though, from living my life as it used to in the past. You know, so that's the thing, too. It's like, okay, yeah, this happened. You know, I've healed it a lot of it. I still have questions. There's still more to do. But asking yourself, asking your higher guidance, asking God, Creator, you know, what's the truth of this situation? You know, and asking your higher guidance, how can I heal this now? How can I move on? Right?
Yeah, and just let's just admit. You know, I remember I asked someone that became my mentor. She does channel a group of beings called AMAG, AMAG, and I asked AMAG about how it is that we manifest on this planet and how it is that we create our experiences. And what AMAG said next just shocked me. AMAG said, the first thing that you must do is to admit and confess in all humility that you are God.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what? Admit and confess. In all humility, who you really are. Because if you don't admit that you are a divine being, you know, mm-hmm. we talk about it, you're a spiritual being having a human experience, but we don't live that way. We don't live that way. We don't think that way. We think as human beings, and our spiritual part of us is something we study. Well, if you recognize, first of all, that you are a divine being, and you recognize, admit, and confess that you had great purpose in mind with your incarnation on this earth planet, and that there's something you really wanted to experience and to know the truth of, and that it isn't happenstance, that it isn't random, that you really have great purpose in mind, if you admit and confess that, then it shifts you into this place of, okay, well, if that's the case, then I need to talk to my higher guidance and get clued in on this human level of what that whole experiment was all about and what the whole experience is about and what it is I'm wanting to know the truth of. That totally changes. This is where that peace comes from. When I said that all of this will lead to peace, purpose, and passion, this is where the peace comes from. Because then instead of feeling victimized, feeling like you're completely out of control and life is beating you up and it's all random, then you switch to this place of total recognition that, you know what, maybe I don't understand exactly what's going on, but I trust that there is a purpose, and I trust that it will be revealed to me, and I'm just going to keep asking until I do understand.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, and that's a good point. Keep asking. Don't just stop. You know, don't just give up, you know. And I think that's what happens, that we give up. We stop asking, and the answers are there for us, and the information and wisdom is there for us if we just keep asking from a place of curiosity and wanting to know, right?
Right. Well, you know, I really want to talk about the rules and the guidelines about how higher guidance talks back to you, because it seems like it's a perfect time to do that. But before I do that, I want to talk about my package, because what you just said, you got to keep asking. But what if you don't have the tools?
Mm-hmm.
What if you don't know how to ask? What if you don't know how to receive information? What if you don't even know how to connect to higher guidance?
Yes.
What if this is just feels completely overwhelming to you? Well, in my package, which is called Raise Your TQ, you see you have an intellect, your IQ, you have your emotional intelligence, your EQ, and now you have your TQ, your transcendental intelligence. And this is the intelligence that is beyond your intellect. That's something beyond. So this is a training, a video training series that takes you from beginning to end how to develop your intuition, giving you an array of tools so that you can find one or several that really work well for you. And it's done in video with me showing others how to do it as well, so that you can really see how it's done. The way that these tools are explained, you really need to see it visually. And so it's so helpful that it's in video form. You'll learn how to develop your transcendental intelligence, even if you never thought you were intuitive before. You'll learn how to distinguish between the voice of your higher guidance and your own mind chatter, and you'll be able to eliminate your doubts and insecurities about your intuition and move into trust, confidence, and certainty. You're going to be able to go way beyond yes, no answers and be able to receive words. You'll learn how to do pendulum dowsing, tarot card reading, muscle testing, runes, I Ching, I mean, the list goes on, other simple ways that anybody can do, from the very beginning of it to more complex aspects of it. And this is the part where even if you never thought you were intuitive, believe me, there will be some of these tools that you will absolutely love, if not all of them. You'll also learn how to engage in an incredible form of what I call higher guidance journaling. And this is journaling where you actually carry on a conversation with your higher guidance. I did that for 3 years and filled up 3 journal binders. And I asked all kinds of questions. That's why one of the reasons I know that I'm here to be a spiritual teacher is because I had so many questions. Once I knew I had access to higher guidance, the questions would not stop. And so I asked away everything from simple things that had to do with my own personal life to the big overarching themes of who are we, why are we, how did we get here, what's it all about, does any of it matter? So I asked all those questions, and my higher guidance answered back to me. And that's the information I've turned around and that I now teach in my programs. You'll learn how to do this in the package that I have. This is an incredible video series. Once you have these tools, you'll never, ever, ever want to be without them. There's no reason to ever be without them, because then you'll have access to the wisdom that is beyond your intellect. And why would you ever not want to connect with that wisdom?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So all of this, it's over $420, and it's through your program. It's available for $147. And like Shefali said, we're having problems with GoDaddy. Nothing we could do about it. That's the server for my website. So if you click on the link, it may or may not work, but it's not our fault. And just keep trying back, because GoDaddy is working on it. And once it becomes available, then you'll be able to purchase the package. You'll get into my membership area, where you'll create a username and password, and you'll be off and running to take this at your own pace. You can, stay up all night watching all the videos and get it all done in a couple days, or you can spread it out. But I guarantee it will just change your life, because I know with certainty that your higher guidance is the one place you need to go to get answers to what's going on in your life.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And this is something that you can tap into daily, daily, many times a day, and especially when you become more proficient at it, it just becomes automatic almost, like you can have that conversation all the time. I started out journaling. I started out doing angel readings, angel cards, and things like that, And but now it's like I just ask, you know, I just go in within and I just ask, right? But I love the journaling part myself, you know, it's like that's a great way to get connected and get asked questions. And sometimes you do have to sit down and consciously make yourself do it, you know, so that you get into the habit of it. You know, it's that training that muscle, like Jean was saying, right? And then once you start to train that muscle, you know, use that muscle, then it becomes much more automatic. And it's your go-to tool, right?
Oh, yeah. And I was like you. I started out using tools like pendulum, learned how to pendulum dowse, learned how to read tarot cards and angel cards and runes and things like that. But the same with you. The more adept I became at that, the clearer I was able to just receive messages directly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but,
absolutely.
But that, you know, as we said in the beginning, that takes time. And that's okay. You know, it's like if you think that the way that higher guidance is going to talk to you is with a loud booming voice and lightning striking and a burning bush.
Mm-hmm. Not always like that. Sometimes, but not always like that.
No, and actually rarely like that.
Yeah.
The truth of it is higher guidance speaks to you in your own voice.
Mm-hmm.
Usually speaks to you in your own voice. And because you are a divine spiritual being, here's the thing that people don't recognize. You are a spiritual being having a human experience, all right? If you are a human, a spiritual being, first and foremost, you are never, ever, ever, ever disconnected.
Mm-hmm.
Period. You know, that's impossible.
Yeah.
And yet... that's how we talk. We talk like, oh, I feel so disconnected from my intuition. I feel so disconnected from my spiritual side. That's impossible.
Mm-hmm. It is, but that is the language we use.
Yeah, so in actuality, when people talk about, well, how do I learn how to recognize the voice of higher guidance? Well, perhaps let's switch that around. What if you just focus on recognizing the voice of your mind,
mm-hmm.
because your higher guidance is always there. It's always talking to you. But maybe you've just got a bunch of piled layers of voices that are not higher guidance.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's more important to recognize those voices and ask them to step aside and allow for the purity of higher guidance to come through. Because it really is impossible to be disconnected.
Yep, that is true. Absolutely. I know. Okay, sorry. Keep going. I was just going to ask you about the four rules and guidelines.
Perfect. Perfect timing. All right, well, let's get into those. So here are the four rules, and I actually have a longer title. Here's the four rules or guidelines that you need to understand about how higher guidance communicates so that you don't get confused, misled, and disillusioned and just throw up your hands and say, forget it. I'm not intuitive. I can't do this. I don't have the gift. Yeah, well, you can avoid all that if you understand how higher guidance communicates. So the first rule that you have to understand is the quality of your question determines the quality of your answer.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. The quality of your question determines the quality of your answers. So an example would be if you say, you ask higher guidance, will I meet Mr. Wright at this party?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what's wrong with that question? Well, what does Mr. Wright mean? Is Mr. Wright the right guy for you at this time, right girl, Mrs. Wright? Does it mean that you're soulmate? Does this mean, is this the right person to you're going to conduct your next experiment and have a horrible, horrible relationship, but boy, it's exactly what you asked for because you wanted to know some things, you know? You know, what does Mr. Wright mean? What if you've already met Mr. Wright? and you say, will I meet Mr. Right? Well, what if you've already met him? What if he's not going to be at the party? You know, I mean, it's just kind of a silly question, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you can look at your questions and pick them apart, believe me, your higher guidance is scratching its head and going, how do I answer this? You know, one time a friend of mine called and she says, Jean, would you please douse for me? My grandson was supposed to be at the bus stop and he wasn't. And my daughter called me and she's so worried. And can you douse and find out if he's okay? You know, what's going on? Where is he? So I got on my pendulum and I asked, okay. First of all, I asked, was her grandson safe? Yes. Was he with somebody he knew? Yes. Was he within 5 miles of his home? Yes. And so I conveyed that. But the one question I didn't ask was he already home? Mm-hmm. And turns out he arrived just within minutes of the daughter calling her mom, you know. And mm-hmm. And so all of my answers were correct. But, you know, when we're asking questions, and we're just saying, okay, you know, just answer these questions, there's a lot of assumptions there that aren't being spoken. And so when higher guidance is answering us, higher guidance is going, oh, just ask the question if he's home yet.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, that's an example of the quality of your question determines the quality of your answers.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. And so one of the things that I do when I'm working with a client and I'm coming up with the questions to ask their higher guidance, I'll ask, is this the right question to be asking? Because mm-hmm. a lot of times what I think is the question to be asking or what my client thinks is the question to be asking is not the right question. So I'll even douse and use various tools to find out what the real question is,
mm-hmm.
because I know that that's going to determine the quality of the answer.
Right. Nice. Yeah. And that takes practice. Yeah.
All right. So that's the first rule. Second mm-hmm. rule is you're on a need-to-know basis based on your understanding. So you're on a need-to-know basis. Nobody gets this guidebook that says, here, Shefali, here's everything you need to know about everything in your life. Just look on page 563, and you'll find out what's going on here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That would be nice, yes.
No, actually, you wouldn't want that.
Mm.
You know, we think we want that, but the truth of it is, that would totally ruin the fun.
Mm-hmm, the adventure, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it would totally ruin the adventure. So instead, we're not told everything, and we instead are on this need-to-know basis, and we're told what we need to know to take the next step. And we already talked about this earlier, and, you know, we talked about different examples. I have another client. He's on his way to work. He is walking down the busy street in the city. And he had already taken the course and had developed a tremendous skill in developing his relationship with higher guidance, could actually hear the voice of his higher guidance talk to him and carry on a conversation like I'm talking to you. And this took time for him to develop that relationship. So as he's walking down this busy street headed to work, his higher guidance says, stop, go in and get a donut at this coffee shop. He goes, what? I don't even eat donuts. Mm-hmm. What? And here's it again. Go into the coffee shop and get a donut. Okay. So he stands in line for a long time, finally gets to the front, gets his donut, gets his coffee, walks out and goes, okay, now what? Then he hears the tire guy and says, okay, now walk across the street to the park and eat your donut. Okay, so he walks across and he's told what park bench to sit down at. He sits there for just a moment as he's beginning to drink his coffee and eat his donut, and a stranger comes and sits beside him. they strike up a conversation. And within a very short period of time, they make such a connection, this guy ends up being a major contributor to his business.
Wow.
You know, and he never would have met him if his hygiene hadn't said, stop and get a cup of coffee and a donut. And he had to wait in line.
Right.
You know, so we're on a need-to-know basis. We're told, here's what you need to do next to get you in the right place so that you're at the right time and that you show up as the right person. Because you're not going to get this big book that tells you everything, but you will get the information you need to take the next step. And be okay with the mystery. Be okay with the adventure. Be okay with, okay, well, I wonder what this is about. I wonder what this is going to lead to.
Yep, I agree. Yeah, having that sense of wonder, for sure.
Yep. All right. So then the third rule is you can't go beyond the choices you don't understand. You can't go beyond the choices you don't understand. So why do we experience situations over and over and over again? Well, we're doing that because we're wanting the fullness of that experience. And we want sufficient understanding, and we're not going to stop until we get it. So when your higher guidance is talking to you and explaining what's going on, that's the terms that they're going to use. They're going to talk to you about what it is that you're trying to understand. And be assured that because you are this magnificent and insatiably curious creator, you really are not going to stop until you do get it. And what you're wanting is the fullness of that experience, and higher guidance will communicate to you in those terms and help you to understand that. So your higher guidance isn't going to say to you, let's just get rid of that and we'll get rid of this and we'll go on and, you know, let's go back to having, the big house and the great paying job and the nice car. No, your higher guidance will say, oh, all right, well, this experience you're going for is really juicy. Let's delve into this. There's something really amazing here, and I'm going to help you to find it. So that's how your higher guidance is going to speak to you. And you have to understand that, does your higher guidance really, you know, really, is that what your higher guidance is really going to do, is just, and what your higher guidance wants more than anything else is that you have the Ferrari? Is that really what your higher guidance wants more than anything else?
No.
So when your higher guidance communicates with you, that's the verbiage that your higher guidance is going to be using. Now, the last rule that you need to understand is that truth is a moving target. Truth is a moving target. Truth is specific to that moment. And it is absolute truth at that time. But truth evolves because you're evolving.
Right. Yep.
You know, Wayne Dyer talked about that. Wayne Dyer talked about how he looks back at the books that he wrote in his earlier years and says, I don't believe some of what I wrote before, I don't believe anymore. He allowed his truth to evolve.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah. There's a couple wonderful quotes here. This is from an unknown author. It says, when an honest man who is mistaken is shown the truth, he either ceases to be mistaken or he ceases to be honest. Yeah, so when we hear something from higher guidance, we tend to grab onto it as, this is truth, because my higher guidance said, this is what's true. Like the person who has told my higher guidance, you need to leave your husband.
Yeah.
Or
it's you true know, in that moment. Yeah.
For that moment, and that is what you need to know now.
Yeah.
But truth evolves. And so another example might be that your higher guidance says, well, Shefali, what you're really here to do is to be an artist.
Mm-hmm.
And so you explore that and you get into artistry, and maybe you have an unbelievable career in it for the next 20 years. And then your higher guidance says to you, now, Shefali, what you're here to do is to be a spiritual teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And if you said, but wait a minute, you told me.
Yeah.
You know, so truth evolves.
As you evolve, yeah.
As absolutely. You evolve. And and if we don't allow ourselves to evolve with it, and instead we just grab onto something and say, you know, this was what my truth was told to me from higher guidance, well, then we get kind of stuck.
Yeah.
And John F. Kennedy said, the great enemy of truth is very often not the lie, which is deliberate, contrived, and dishonest.
Mm-hmm.
But the myth, that's the enemy of truth. The myth is persistent, persuasive, and unrealistic. Belief in myths allow the comfort of opinion without the discomfort of thought. So what that's talking about is that we, when we grab onto something as the truth, and now we're not allowing that to evolve, it ends up becoming a myth. And if we hold on to that, it will become very discomfortable, uncomfortable. There we go.
Yeah. Absolutely. And it, you know, it really does mean being in the flow, being aware of what you are understanding now, you know, as you're evolving. And when we're talking about evolving here, we're just talking about, you know, the experiences that you're having and the wisdom that you're gaining from them. You know, it's not to say that you're getting better or anything like that, or, you know, but you're just gaining more wisdom.
Yeah.
As you expand. Sorry, go ahead.
I believe consciousness is evolving.
Yes, absolutely.
And we are all contributing to consciousness. So we are all evolving consciousness. And just like consciousness cannot be held in any moment and be static, neither can we.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So are you willing to evolve? Are you ready to evolve? You know, are you ready to take your next step? And if you don't know what that is, that's okay. That's why we have our higher guidance, so we can tap into the higher guidance and ask those questions about what is the next step, right?
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Thank you. Yeah. Wow. So much information, so much wisdom. So I hope you all were taking lots of notes, because, you know, it was so much that we talked about today. Yeah. Thank you, Jane. Wow. I mean, I'm getting, like, I always get these ahas. I always get, you know, how I can relate this back to my life and my journey and where I am now, you know? So it's like, yeah, there's some interesting stuff here that I need to look at again and again.
And continue to allow your truth to evolve.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm,
powerful. So we do have some questions on the... from live callers and on the Q&A. Do we have time to just take one or two quick ones?
Yes, let's do it.
Perfect. All right, so we're going to go to phone number ending in 1596. 1596. So we just have time for just one or two quick questions. Hello?
Hello. It's Randy.
Hi, Randy.
Hi, Randy.
Wow. This has been one of the best events ever. The truth
Yay.
Just flows like a bird song for you two.
Good. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah. So I'm with it on most of that stuff. You know, I'm having a near-death experience with MS. With the pain, it feels like I'm dying. And yet, you know, on a soul level, I understand I've chosen this for a colorful experience to expand my horizon of knowing. And so I get the information from my guidance realms, and then it seems like as I want to go into it and and open it up and open the Akash and look into it and get more information, it seems like my mind kind of gets in the way and limits my ability to expand into the infinite that I am. I'm having that experience on a regular basis. Like, you know, I asked for a long time, why am I having this experience? And then all of a sudden, oh, I chose it. I just knew I chose it. But then, you know, it's like I woke up and my mind didn't allow for the expansive, infinite nature that I am as a soul to be present in the brain.
And so it's beautiful what you're saying. And tell me specifically then, would that be your question, is how to get the mind out of the way, or is there another question you're asking?
What's coming through for you? And that would be, you know, a relative direction as regarding, you know, I'm healing myself, and I know I am, and yet it still feels like I'm dying.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that's coming through for me is, and I actually do talk about this in my program, is something that I call lights, camera, action. Lights, camera, action. So it's an easy little metaphor. And when you, in my program, I teach you how to journal from each of these dimensions of lights, camera, action. So the lights is your divine self. And this is where you're saying that you're able to connect. And I totally believe that. And I see that. And the camera is your viewpoint and how you're seeing the world and your interpretation. And then the action is like the actor part of it, who seeks to understand, why am I saying my lines the way I'm saying them? What's behind this? What's the feeling I'm supposed to have? You know, all the questions the actor would ask. And what I'm picking up is that it's knowing how to integrate all three of those. And to recognize that all three are essential. Does that make any sense to you?
It hits the nail on the head, because I'm asking you, where am I limiting myself, or how do I, you know, with the mind, expand into the infinite? So
mm-hmm.
To answer your question, yeah, it's.
So when you expand into the infinite, you're at that light's level, but you can't live a human experience from there.
Right. That's
rough stuff. So that's what I'm picking up, is there's a desire to experience just one of those three levels and to work from one of those levels. But what I'm hearing from, as I connect in, is that of recognition that those three are simultaneous in every moment of your life, and they are completely integrated and inseparable. So there's an understanding that once you're able to integrate from all three levels, there'll be a shift.
Lights, camera, action.
Mm-hmm.
The analytical brain and the knowing and the being able to see it.
Being able to see it, your viewpoint, your perceptions, and the meaning.
See, I fractal my point of view. Like,
there
I can
you
take
go.
My consciousness and I can go out to like a plane's point
yeah.
of view, and then a satellite's point of view, and then an angel's
right.
point of view. And
yeah.
then, you know, and I come back into my body, and it's like Popeye arms.
Yes.
You have three eats of spinach.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you,
yeah.
but the mind seems to want to, because of all its conditioning, you know, not allow that yet.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Out of respect for others. Wow.
It's amazing what you're doing. And I'll tell you something else, Randy, that you probably already know. And that is that it is out of your magnificence that you had the strength to create and take on such a challenge.
Oh, it's epic. It's so light spectral. I'm like, it's a miracle and the near-death experience.
Yeah. And, Randy, I don't know, but from my perspective, I don't think that the mind is capable of expanding out as you can, as your
divine
infinite
self.
Beingness can. Your mind cannot. It's confined and limited to this 3D reality, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and
I could be wrong.
But also, it's this recognition how beautifully that is designed that way. And so it is not to get out of that, but rather to work within it.
Hopefully that helps, Randy. Are you still there?
Yeah, that kind of takes me right back to where I was trying to get away from. You know, my mind stops us from being all that is.
Mm-hmm. So give your mind a break. It can't touch those places where your infinite beingness can.
And yet there I am.
Mm-hmm. But that's you, the beingness that you are.
You know, it's like I turn on a light, it attracts bugs. And yet at the same time, it seems to be the only way through this. To be like Rudolph and just shine it on
shine
bright as I can, even though it attracts the bugs.
That's all you can do is shine your light, right?
Thank you. I love you, and so it is.
Thank you, Randy. Blessings. Great question. Really got me thinking. Right, Jean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
thank you. That was deep.
Wow. So deep. okay, so we're just going to take, let me see. I'm going to go to the Q&A quickly to get a question from Alexandra in, I'm not sure where this is, Alexandra Bensalem, I'm not sure. But Alexandra says, I have been on a spiritual quest for 20 years now, but no matter how many activations or healings I get, I do not feel any energies or shifts. What is my soul trying to teach or experience? Do you have any insights?
One thing I can tell you is that, it's kind of like the emperor has no clothes, that story.
Mm-hmm.
Have you, I'm assuming you've heard that, right, Shefali?
Yes, absolutely. Yep.
Okay, so nobody wants to admit that they don't see any clothes on the emperor. Nobody wants to admit, because everybody is saying, oh, look at those beautiful clothes. And everybody's looking, you know, they don't want to admit they can't see the clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have to tell you that in the quote-unquote new age world, there's a lot of that going on, of people that don't want to admit they don't feel energy. You know, because people write in and say, oh, my God, I felt this unbelievable shift, and I just felt this happening, and I felt that happening, and it was, and then the rest of us are going,
what?
I didn't feel that. I can't tell anybody that I don't feel that, because then if I say that, then it makes me seem like I'm not connected or I'm not intuitive.
Yeah.
Well, I want to tell you, the truth of it is, there's a ton of people that don't feel energy. I'm one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I do not feel energy. You know, it's like I took Reiki and all these exercises where you rub your hands together to feel energy.
Yeah.
And I've had a few experiences, but by and large, I don't feel energy. That's not my thing. And so I'm okay with that. I'm not clairvoyant either.
But you're a clairaudient.
I don't
see
angels.
Maybe you're clear knowing.
And I'm okay with that too.
Yeah.
So one thing to recognize is that you just may have a different way of feeling and hearing and seeing and whatever term you want to know, or just knowing. So the first thing is it's impossible for you to be disconnected.
Mm-hmm.
It's just impossible. And second of all, you have to know, you just kind of recognize how it is that your voice comes through. I have another client, and she said, I'm just not intuitive. I'm not intuitive. I never hear, you know, what she was waiting for was some other voice to come in, or the burning bush, or something where she says, oh, that's higher guidance. Well, as she took my course, she was just like saying stuff. And we're going, wow, that is so profound. That is directly from higher guidance. And she goes, no, that was just me talking. And she finally came to understand that is her higher guidance. That is who she is. You see, that is who we are, period. And so when you're speaking, it just might be that the voice that comes out of you is your higher guidance. And go back to the question. I want to make sure I'm answering the question.
So she says, no matter how many activations or healings I get, I do not feel any energies or shifts. What is my soul trying to teach or experience?
Okay. Don't feel any energies. Well, you might be like me.
Yeah. And I have to share, Claire, and I was thinking about you, Claire, when I read that question, but Claire just wrote in as well. And she's also one of those. She says, I don't feel any energy at all either. And she's been feeling like she's broken in some way as she listens to others talk about how strong the energy is and how it knocked them out of their chair or something. And she says, I feel much better after hearing Jean speak about this.
Yeah. And the rest of us are like, you know, the emperor with no clothes. We don't want to admit it, that we don't feel it. Well, I proudly admit it now. It's just not my thing. And that's all you have to say. That's not my thing.
And sometimes I talk about feeling energy, right? I get cold, I get hot, I start yawning. But then there are other situations that I don't feel anything. Like if someone is doing some sort of visualization of some sort that's really, I don't know, I just like, I can't do it. I can't get it. You know, so I don't feel anything and I can't see it. Right. So it's like, it happens, you know, so it just depends.
it does. And so, you know, the fact that you may not feel energy moving through you or this amazing, the clouds parted and a ray of sunshine came right down on you, that is never a sign of whether higher guidance is active in you or not, mm-hmm. you know. Just admit and confess in all humility that you already are divine energy.
Yeah, so you are energy.
Yeah, just admit and confess that.
Yeah.
You can't be anything but that. So just admit and confess that. And, you know, some people experience it this way or that way, and more power to them, that's not your thing.
Yeah, exactly. It's okay. You know, so for you, do something different. Don't make yourself wrong for it, you know, because it's not wrong for you. Do what feels right for you. And so, again, it's always about choosing what's right for you. Just because everybody else is experiencing one thing and you're not, okay, that's fine. That's good for them. I'm going to try something else and, you know, that feels better for me or feels right for me. So
exactly.
But don't make yourself wrong.
I am so glad that question came up. Oh, I'm so glad because I'm right there. When I was first getting into all this stuff, I was right there with her where I felt like, oh, yeah, you know, gosh, oh, everybody's talking about this incredible energy that's moving through them, and I'm going, something wrong with me? I can't feel a thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it happens. I agree. So thank you. I'm glad you asked that question. Yeah, for sure. Okay, wow. So I'm just going to check the live page and see if the special offer button works. And I'm going to ask you, is it working for you? not working for me here yet, you know, but it will. It will in a few hours or tomorrow. It will work.
I would love to see it. I know it works.
I know. I know. You told me. It's like, yeah, it works. You know, it's like, okay, great.
But it'll be well worth it. So keep checking back in. It'll be well worth it. I'll tell you again what's in this. It's a video training series that will take you from the really simple ways to begin to open that door to your transcendental intelligence and to a conversation with higher guidance, simple techniques that just about anybody can do, to more complex things like pendulum dowsing and tarot card reading and learning how to carry on a conversation, how to get words rather than just yes and no, how to ask the right questions so that you really can get quality answers, and then how to journal with your higher guidance. And specifically, we learn how to journal from the lights, camera, and action part of us, because we are a trinity. We are working in every nanosecond from all three of those levels, and how to journal from those three levels.
Yeah, absolutely. Perfect. Thank you. And so that is available at awakentohappinessnow.com/gene11. It will be on the replay page and in the replay email that will go out shortly. So please do take a look at that and know that, you know, these tools, this guidance is available to all of us, all of us. And so sometimes we just don't know how to tap into it, how to connect to it. You know, we don't know the techniques to use or the questions to ask, right? So Gene's program will help to give you some confidence and some clarity and some skills and tools so that you can start to really connect and talk to your higher guidance and get that information that you need. Because like Gene said at the very beginning, we are our own gurus. We are our own teachers. We have all of the information. So, you know, we don't always have to go to others to get the information for us. We can get it ourselves, right?
Well, you know what? With everything that goes on in our lives, wouldn't you there are times I still go to somebody else.
I do,
you
too.
Know, there are definitely times when I just feel so clouded. So I will go to somebody else. But there are 1,001 other questions that I want to ask. And, you know, you can't run to somebody else for all of those things. So, yeah, having access to your higher guidance is like having a psychic on your shoulder 24/7.
Yes. Oh, and so Claire just says that, yes, the link to the special offer page is working great. Oh, good.
Yay. So sometimes it's working, and for some people, and for others it isn't. So just keep trying. And here's another possibility. If it's not working for you, maybe they could send an email to you, Shefali, so that you can let them know when it's working for you and alert them.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, for sure. Not a problem. Yeah, so, you know, I'm looking, you know, and like Jean just said, sometimes she goes to other people too, you know, when things are a bit cloudy. Because we have so many questions, and why not get some of that information ourselves, right? Why not get that information on a regular daily basis? You know, it's there. It's just waiting for us. And, you know, let's face it, our higher guidance, spirit, source, creator, whatever names you want to use, they're all there waiting for us to ask. You know, it's like they're always knocking on the door and we're just not answering, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so thank you. So much wisdom. I hope you all took some notes. But, yeah, you can definitely go back and listen to the replay again, because this was so informative. So much wisdom, so many examples, so many insights. I loved it. Thank you, Jean. Thank you, everyone, for being on the call with us, too. This was great. Thank you, Jean.
You're so welcome. Thanks, Shefali.
All right, thank you, everyone. Have a great evening, great day, and we will talk to you again tomorrow. So until then, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Bye for now.